Democrats' budget plan C would give amnesty to more than 7M illegal aliens. By John Binder on October 12, 2021. A plan C being drafted by Senate Democrats to slip a parole provision into their filibuster-proof $3.5 trillion budget reconciliation package would effectively give amnesty to more than 7 million illegal aliens, according to a new analysis. For months, Democrats have sought to slip an expansive amnesty for illegal aliens into a reconciliation package, acknowledging that they do not otherwise have enough support in the Senate to pass such a plan. Twice, though, Senate parliamentarian Elizabeth McDonough has shot down the Democrats' amnesty plans, one that would have given green cards to millions of illegal aliens and another that would have moved a registry date in federal statute to give amnesty to about 7 million illegal aliens. Now, Senate Democrats are looking to use a little-known Department of Homeland Security DHS maneuver called parole that would allow the federal government to declare illegal aliens a significant public benefit and thus prevent them from being deported from the United States. In many cases, illegal aliens under the plan would be able to secure green cards. Analysis conducted by the Center for American Progress, CAP, a powerful left-wing think tank, reveals that up to 7.1 million illegal aliens across the U.S. would become eligible for parole under such an amnesty plan. If a parole provision were written to include anyone who entered the United States before January 1, 2011, it would benefit up to 7.1 million undocumented immigrants across the country, the CAP analysis states. On its face, granting parole falls far short of giving people permanent residency and a new pathway to citizenship. Nonetheless, for the up to 7.1 million undocumented immigrants who could qualify, the vast majority of whom have never had status in the past, having a durable, long-term protection would be a positive change. And for people with DACA or TPS who have had to live their lives 18 months to 2 years at a time, having a longer status could bring additional relief. Nonetheless, the fight will continue to achieve a full pathway to citizenship for all undocumented immigrants. As senators pursue all avenues to grant relief to undocumented immigrants, parole is an important policy consideration that should pass parliamentary muster. Emphasis added. The bulk of illegal aliens who would benefit from the parole-style amnesty reside in California, about 1.6 million, as well as another 1.3 million in Texas, 442,000 in Florida, and 435,000 in New York. For illegal aliens given parole who have American citizen relatives or family members on green cards, under the Democrat plan, they would be allowed to apply for green cards thanks to the nation's chain migration policy. Chain migration allows an unlimited number of foreign nationals to get green cards so long as they have citizen or green card holder relatives living in the U.S. 5 years of chain migration adds more people to the U.S. than 1 year of American births. For the donor class, investors, and big business lobby, the amnesty would flood the U.S. labor market with millions of newly legalized foreign workers while shifting wealth to the nation's coasts, a boon for blue states and blue cities. Already, current immigration levels put downward pressure on U.S. wages while redistributing about $500 billion in wealth away from America's working and middle class, toward employers and new rivals, research by the National Academies of Sciences, Engineering and Medicine has found. The Congressional Budget Office, CBO, has repeatedly found that amnesty for illegal aliens would be a net fiscal drain for American taxpayers while driving down U.S. wages. Every year, 1.2 million legal immigrants receive green cards to permanently resettle in the U.S. In addition, 1.4 million foreign nationals are given visas to take American jobs while hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens enter the U.S. annually. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.